Thank you so much. You may be seated. One word I can give you tonight that is so important to what's going to transpire in our midst is the word called focus. You're going to need to pay close attention because there's a shift that's going to take place tonight in the realms of the spirit. And every aspect of God ministering to us, we need to know how to yield to it. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And just because some people take things in the spirit and take it out of order, it doesn't mean that those of us who train ourselves properly cannot walk in deeper dimensions of God every day of our lives.
Amen.
See, God never, you never reach full maturity in God. You're always maturing because he's too great for you to think you've arrived. And so now, because I want you to pay close attention, you're about to shift into another realm, I think, that had been left out. We have the word realm. We have the prayer realm. We now study communion, right?
Yes, sir.
And we know we're getting in a deeper dimension in that realm to understand it better. And we're going to go into another spiritual realm that I think, that I know for almost 50 years, that has not been activated fully in a large percentage of the body of Christ. And so I want you to open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Let's read verse 13 and know who we're talking about. 13 and 14. Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. But to what have the angels said here at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstools. And he's comparing Jesus and the angels and saying that Jesus is greater than the angels, but the angels has a ministry. That is for us. Now look in the 14th verse, because we'll read a verse right after this going to tell you some things have happened to you didn't know was happening. But I have to train you now to be able to receive angels' assistance when God sent them to assist you. And not be afraid. They are ministering spirits. But throughout the Bible, great things happen when angels showed up. And it's not over yet. So this 14th verse now is explaining who angels really are. Are they not all what?
Ministering.
I want you to take a note of that. Ministering spirit. Ministering spirit. Now this verse also cleared up, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. How many heirs of salvation I got in the house?
Amen.
All right, so angels' ministry are still available for you. All right? Now, you know, people get weird and they get a little feverish. I can't see them. I'm going to ask you a few questions tonight to put you in a position to be able to receive the ministry of angels. Look at the 13th chapter of Hebrews. The second verse. Hebrews 13:2 now. Is it possible that an angel was sent to you and you didn't know it? The next time you show up, you're going to know him.
Yes.
Why? Because you're going to be expecting, and some of the things that God's going to open to us in a duration period of time going to get us ready for that realm of ministry, the realms of ministering spirit. So he says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. You with me?
Yes, sir.
For thereby some have entertain angels unaware. I'm going to say something to you. I know I have. I've talked to some people in my transaction of ministry during the time.
Yes, sir.
And I thought I was talking to a man. But by studying angels, I knew I'd been in the presence of angels, and God had sent angels to talk to me, but I just saw a man.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to find out tonight that angels have tried to visit you. Turn to Psalm 91 before I start. Turn to Psalm 91. Well, see, the next time, you're going to be ready. Matter of fact, oh, my God. There are some battles you lost because you didn't know how to receive. You know, nobody won't lose now, you know. Turn to Psalm 91. I'm going to look at one more verse, and I'm going to start asking you some questions to get you ready for this. I'll give you a subject in a minute. Psalm 91, verse 11. You hear?
Yes,
for he give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hand that thou dash thy foot against a stone. Whoa. So you see that's a ministry, right? Everybody can see that's a ministry, right? Now, I want to start unfolding, as the Lord lead me, the ministry of supernatural angels. And for a thought, I want you to apply yourself accepting the supernatural ministry of supernatural angels in my life. I want you to write that down, record that somewhere, because I want that to be playing over your spirit and your soul so you can get ready for it. Accepting the supernatural ministry of supernatural angels in my life. Now, Psalm 91 just said it was charged to watch over us. So those of you who have been through some things, did you ever think about your angel could be there to help you?
Yes, sir.
See, we got the respect for the Holy Spirit. We got the respect for the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
But here's another aspect that God did before us, and it still exists today.
Yes, sir.
All right? You got to expect it.
Yes.
And so let me share with you some things now. How to recognize and interact with your spiritual messengers.
Sure.
Gonna come out this teaching, all right? I said it, but let me say it again to put emphasis on it. Here's another realm. I want you to get that word realm. In the spirit, where many have missed out by not understanding. Okay? Okay, want to come to understanding of this type of ministry, all right? Now, it's not taught much. It's not taught much. I said to you, the word, we believe in the word, we believe in prayer, we believe being led by the Spirit. But I asked you a question, but what about the ministry of angels? We put a lot of emphasis on being led by the Spirit, rightly dividing the word, right?
Yep.
Let's think about it. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What about rightly dividing the realm of the Spirit? That we can get our full benefits. Are you following it? I want you to hear this. Angels plays a large role in the spirit realm. We're going to see it. Even Jesus' birth, angel brought that message when Daniel couldn't protect himself. A man of prayer in the lion's den, but the angels was there. Matter of fact, I want to say this tonight in the presence of God. You can't lose if you know how to yield to your angel. He won't let you lose. You can't be locked down. They're always to make a way for you to get out. So it's important in these mixed up cultures we're living in now. And people have definition for their sins. To make it look right. We're going to have to be in the spirit realm to know, did God say that? Or your group said that? Whatever is the opposite of God is wrong. Because of the danger, you have to know about angels. Because of the danger. Yeah. Write that down. Because of the danger of these times, I have to know about angels. You say, oh, not they're all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the half salvation? That's in the word. Yeah. So can you write this down? It is time to become aware of the significance of angels in your life. They are not mystical, but miracle carriers. They are not mystical. They're not mystified that you can't. No, in the spirit, they are miracle carriers. Time after time in scripture, you read scripture, you know. You're reading about angel ministry. We went on to what happened and left the ministry out. All right? So your faith going to have to understand this. Some of the most powerful moves in the Bible is by angels. We're going to look at some powerful moves in the Bible. And I expect them to be here tonight. And I'll say something about the body of Christ, but I want you to take it personally because you're part of the body of Christ. The body of Christ will need the understanding to cooperate with angels properly. Yes. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to give us an understanding in this congregation online that when the angels make their visitation, watch what I'm saying now, and their presentation, yes, supernaturally, you're going to be able to receive it. Sometimes you're not going to be able to explain it. A whole lot of things happen in my life I can't explain, but I come out blessed, so I ain't going to be digging too deep. Just hallelujah. That's right. But I'm going to show you, almost prayed in tongues. I'm going to show to you tonight that angels has assisted you as much as they could. But after these teachings, they're going to be able to do the whole job. Why? You're going to be expecting them to help you. See, you can't respect who you don't expect. Because it's as if they don't exist. So you can't respect them if you don't expect them.
Right.
See, you mess around and call an angel a demon.
Right now.
And the angel came to whoop the demon for you. So definitely demonic power don't want you to know about angel. They want you to pray in tongue all night. And the angel showed up in 45 minutes to settle the thing. You still, ta 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 ta. See, because I believe when an angel shows up, a quickening comes in you to rest yourself. You don't have to fight no more. How many of y'all listening to me? All right, all right, all right, all right. Now, here's a question. I'm going to ask it. I got to ask it because it came up in my prayer time and getting ready for it. Have you ever had an experience that you know of with angels? I knew when he told me to write that question. Had you ever had an experience that you know of? Notice what I said, that you know of with angels. And the average Christian has no answer. Because they in a realm, rightly dividing the realm, you got the word, which is spirit and life. You can pray in the spirit. You can be led by the spirit. Come on.
Yes.
But what about these ministering spirits? And he used them throughout the Bible.
Yes.
And they still exist. Then I have another question for you. Do you want to know how to connect with angels in a biblical way?
Yes.
Let me see your hand.
Yes.
Online. There's a biblical way to connect with angels. And they'll minister on your behalf. Let me finish these questions before I give you some other things. Ooh, man. Now, something you've been praying about.
Yes, sir.
Something you've been decreeing scriptures on. Do you have any problem that angels may be wanting to assist you with? And you've been dealing with it for a long time, and the angel showed up to assist you with it, but you didn't know how to receive it? Now, here's a statement I want you to write down. Angels are part of God's plan.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't care how much theology you got, archaeology you got, whatever you got, psychology, you cannot psych an angel out. They are part of God's plan. Angels are part of God's plan. So, could it mean that all the praying I've been doing and all the Bible study I've been doing, I partially left out somebody?
Yes.
Could it be from this night forward my life going to leap into other dimensions that I couldn't cross by myself?
Yes.
How many hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, this, we're talking in the spirit now. This is real. We're not talking about Santa Claus or the Easter Rabbit. We're talking about spiritual assistance that Father God has provided for you as his child. Don't ignore it. Don't push these teachings to the side. Start praying about it. Lord, open my eyes that I may see my angel. Open my ears that I may hear angelical instruction. Are you following me? Put that in your prayer time because it's time for it now. I said, put that in your prayer time. Open my eyes that I may see my angel. Open my ear that I may hear my angel. Because angels bring special message time. God sent angels with special message. He sent it to Mary.
Yes. Come on, glory to God. That's good, sir.
Seeing angels and looking into the glory realm is God's desire for you. Keep still with me a minute. Because every statement I'm making, we're getting a little closer. You must know the present, the purpose, and the power of angels. The present, the purpose, and the power of angels. And I'll tell you right now, according to Psalm 91, for you to never lose. Go back to Psalm 91. I want you to look at it again. Psalm 91, 11. Look at it again. Their purpose is that you never lose. We shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Good God Almighty. What? Good God Almighty. That no matter what come against you, that angel is powerful enough. You're not to pray to angels. Angels are not Lord. Jesus is Lord. But they have a ministry for you. And if that's the way Father God designed it, that's the way Leroy gonna wear it. Are you following me? Yeah, you see, you can't come up with all your doctrine now. You got to understand that God is taking you into another realm, another dimension, that you can function higher in his anointing. The angels are there to assist you. The angels love you. The angels of God, and they got thousands and thousands and thousands, millions of angels. Every one of you all got a personal angel. Just think about what's going to happen to your life tonight. You believe that. That you're never alone. He's charged by God to watch over you. To keep you no matter what's come up. That angel protect you and cover you. Listen to them a few minutes. Listen to what the Holy Spirit says here now. Hearing about angels, knowing about angels, but the Holy Spirit wants you to experience angels. Yes. Notice I say who wants you to experience it? The Holy Spirit. See, there's no jealousy with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is God. So the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity that sent the angel.
That's right.
All right. Expectation. Executing. Experiencing. Expanding and exaltation. Those are the stages you're going to go through. You're going to have more expectation for divine development. And you're going to execute it in faith because you know it's real. And then, when you have your first angelical experience, when you see that big fella swap somebody out your way and you can't, and you can't explain to nobody. Because you showed up, then he disappeared. I know I was in this room by myself. But I saw somebody else moving around in this room. And the problem gone. So you being ministered to angels because you're going into another realm. And you know, I'm going to have to say this, oh Lord, but I got to say it. I think it's the apostolic.
Yep.
I think the reason we don't know much as we need to know about angels, we're back to Ephesians 4:11-16.
That's right. That's true. Amen. I believe that.
Praise God. I have this lesson. I don't know if I want to start with it or not, but there's not a whole lot of other stuff. Let's go to 2 Kings. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 6. I want you to see something. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. You see, if your eyes don't be open, you can't see it.
That's right.
The answer is there, the deliverance is there, the victory is there, but your eyes closed.
Yep.
Now, Dr. Fogg just sent me a picture I had sitting in the garage. He told me, open it up. It is show clear on the board? Put it on the board. This is a picture of, I don't know if y'all can really see it. I have to let y'all get close to it. I might get the picture out here for y'all to see it after service. It gives a glimpse of the text I'm about to read. He said, I think you want, that's armies of soldiers and fire, chariots of fire on a mountain there. I might put it out just so y'all can look at it before you leave. Because they don't do justice there. You got to be close enough to it. But here in Kings now, I want you to look at it. Second Kings 6, right? Verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host come past the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, Our Lord, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. 1, 2. And you see in the natural. One, you and your wife, or you and your friend. One, two. And there's hundreds out there against us. You see now, the spirit world make you look freaky to natural people.
Yes, sir.
You can't let them change your mind because they can't see. You don't ask a natural person to see in the realm of the spirit. See, you have to know I'm never alone. You have to know that. And you have to know the angel there, whether I see him or not, he's there. And you have to know he hearkened by God's word. So if I speak God's word, the angel's not moving. The angel have to bring God's word to pass. So when you speak in God's word, he's ready to assist. And you got to deal with them people who always talk about what we gonna do. What we who? I ain't on that train with you. What we gonna do? You know, they're saying on TV now, everybody going down, everybody going under. Get ready for the fall. I say, we who? I'm not with y'all. I ain't going. You ain't going broke. God gonna work something out for you. You a tither. Don't repeat what they're saying.
Amen.
Don't complete them demons. Watch what happened here. What? This is so simple. He answered, verse 16, fear not. You know, and when you're walking in the spirit, people, even your religious cousins, they say, you're going out to that crazy church. They're talking a language we don't understand them. And they just believe they can do anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of divine backup.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
With all your heart.
Yeah.
Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What do?
Yeah.
If God is for us, no weapon. All things work together for good.
Yes.
Put him in love God and call according to his purpose.
Yes.
And so as Elijah did here in the 17th verse. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. What eye? You got it. Mm-hmm. See, you can't deal with an angel with your natural eyes. See, if you see an angel, you're going to be seeing him in the spirit. Now, y'all going out there looking for a physical angel. You ain't going to find no physical angel. You're going to have to be in the spirit to see an angel. Do you follow me? Open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, a mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. You see it? They were there all the time, but he couldn't see them. Now, your angel is saying to you, I've been there all the time, you just couldn't see me. I'm ministering to you tonight that you expect me to be there. And when you need to see me, I'm going to let you see me. When you don't need to see me, just see the results. Just knew I was there. Do you understand that? You say, glory to God? Is that what you said? This is an aspect of the supernatural that we must be fully aware of, or we will miss powerful visitation from God. How many of y'all don't want to miss powerful visitation from God? Well, the Lord, by the Holy Spirit tonight and His Word, is getting you ready for that powerful visitation you will have that you might not be able to tell nobody. But I'm expecting it. I'm expecting some things you've been trying to solve. In listening tonight, your faith going to be in such a position that the angel going to shout, say, ooh, my hands and my wings are turning loose. That woman expected me to do something. That man, whoa. I want you to know, if you have heard the specific that the Holy Spirit wants to bring forth to you on this supernatural realm in your life, that you must be aware of, and yield to at any given moment. You don't try to make nothing happen. Look back at Hebrews 1:14. I'm going to go through 4 or 5 scriptures right quick. Hebrews 1:14, let's go back there. I mean, he plainly tell us, explain to us who angels really are. Are not they ministering spirits? Who are angels? Ministering spirit. Notice that now. Ministering spirit. Not ministering people. Ministering spirit. So they're in that realm. Yeah. I'm going to ask y'all something. How many of y'all appreciate this? Yeah. You see this part of your maturity. You should have been knowing this. Yes. It's part of your maturity, because it gives you a leap in the spirit world, not just to read about angels, but to expect angels to manifest in your life, not just in the Daniel life in the Bible, but they're still alive. They're still there. See, all right or not. Go back to Psalm 91:11 again. Go down here a minute, and go down here a minute. I'm trying to get somewhere. Yes, sir. Praise. Amen. Now, the minister to you, right? We saw what the minister to you. Now, you go to Psalm 91, 91:11, they're to keep you in all your ways. Yes, what? Yes, for he shall give his angels, plural, charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And you know what? You know what they end up taking you to? A long, satisfied life. That's the last verse in that chapter, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're not going to have a long, satisfied life if you don't know how to yield to angel.
Come on.
They keep you in all your ways.
Yes.
Even your ugly ways.
Yes.
They're there to protect you, to try to get you back on the right side of the road. You're on the wrong side of the road. Look at Matthew 4:11. Now this is the one here. Yeah, Lord, this is the one right here. If Jesus needed the ministry of angels. Who in the heaven you think you are? If Jesus respected and accepted the ministry of angels,
yeah,
why can't we? Then the devil leaves him and go where angels,
yep,
came and ministered to him.
Yeah.
They were there all the time,
right,
watching him. So Jesus is my Savior,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And he's my example.
Yes.
And he took on the form of a human body.
Yes.
And he was a man living in the spirit.
Yes.
And if he yield to the ministry of angel,
yes, yeah,
tonight,
I'll
yield.
Yes.
Jesus is a good example, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He came and ministered to him. You see that?
Yeah.
The devil leave him. The devil left him. Because Jesus told the devil, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He whipped him with the word.
Yes.
Now, the angels didn't have to do nothing right then because Jesus was using the word, the sword of the spirit. And then after a battle, sometimes they get a little weak, so they came and infused him with their presence. Every now and then you need an angel to give you some more strength, man. You go through something by yourself and the angel come and minister to you and build you back up. So now you got the Word of God, you got prayer, you got the Holy Spirit,
uh-huh,
and you're going into another realm now. And there's no jealousy here. They all work together.
Yes,
good God Almighty. Go to Luke 4:10. And I'm going to make a statement while you're going to Luke 4:10. Get ready to have an experience with angels. Angels carry the supernatural will of God. Listen, angels carry the supernatural will of God and the power of God in your life daily. For it's written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Oh my God. To keep thee. Go to the 11th verse. To keep thee. To keep thee. And in the hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Yes.
Now, your foot been against a stone before.
Yes.
Yes. We've made steps in the spirit and know I need to back up.
Yes.
But the angels are there to protect you and keep you.
Yes.
How many of y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Trying to get somewhere. All right, let me say it over way so we can see it. The ministry of the Word, the ministry of Jesus, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and the ministry of angels. I'm going over that because I want all y'all to have that. All right, I'm going to go over it slower. The ministry of the Word, you know you got the ministry of the Word. The ministry of Jesus, you got the ministry of Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
The ministry of the Holy Spirit,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
The ministry of angels. Now, praying in the spirit activate angels. Let me say it again. Angels have visited you, but was ignored for lack of expectation. That's not going to happen no more. Say, that's not going to happen no more. Therefore, the scripture said, you have been entertaining angels unaware of it and didn't know it. You ready? You ready? You ready for something now? After tonight, angels, supernatural help is going to be on your agenda. Let me say it again now. I want you to hear it. Because I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to take it. Not these words. This word alone can't take it, but the Holy Spirit can. After the night, angels, supernatural help. What kind of help?
Supernatural.
Is going to be on your agenda.
Thank you.
I can see the angel moving the papers around now and say, case closed. You win. If your expectation there, there are going to be a visitation. There cannot be visitation without expectation. I'm expecting angels to help me the rest of my life. I receive their ministry. Right here.
Right now.
Thank you, God.
For the ministry.
Of angels. This is a good statement here. I said it earlier, but I'm going to say it again because this is a very, when you go in these type of realm, church folks and religious folks. Now, see, you have to know, members, I'm about to hurt y'all online a little bit, but I love y'all. Y'all know that. But you have to know you're the remnant who here. See, the remnant don't miss out. See, you just got to tell the truth. You're the remnant. See, the remnant lap water like a dog.
Yes, sir.
They don't put their head down in one spot. And so you here, you don't want to miss nothing. So that's why you're on a Tuesday night. Now, other people got, they just got to get upset. They're convenient. I'm there convenient. I don't have authority over them like I have over you to train you and bring you to a place where you mature and grow and develop. Because they in their Baptist church, they learn, don't go to Bible study. I've been to church Sunday morning. I just gotta tell the truth, y'all look at me like that. Y'all don't get scared, I'm talking. You know, I want all them people to be in here now.
Yes.
Something going on in here.
Yes.
We done went into a whole new realm. Yes. You go into bed tonight and lay down knowing an angel in your room.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. And you know, I got my daddy's cardboard ring on. I was listening at prime time. And guy was interviewing him. And he's calling by his first name. He said, no, you don't do me that. You don't do the other one there. Call him right. Guy, so he said, go ahead. Guy didn't call him right. Took the mic off, put it down and walked out. When people don't respect you, they'll never get what you got. We got to break the more religious habit. I'm going to get off in a minute, but we got to break the more religious habit. You're supposed to be, every time this church door open, you're supposed to be here.
Yes,
then when you come here and I'm not here, you're upset. Where he at? None of your business where I'm at. You ain't here. Some of them thought I wasn't going to be here tonight. You don't know when I'm going to be here. Now, this is important. Don't pray to angels. Learn how to yield when the Holy Spirit sends them. All right? You ready for this? All the blessings you have missed are back on the way to you. And you won't miss them this time. Hallelujah. All the blessings you have missed are back on the way to you. And you say, I won't miss them this time. Hallelujah. Let me close with this, Leroy. I want more clothes. This is enough. I'm going to teach some more on the angels as we go. But you have to know this aspect of it, because people who are not in the spirit, they'll think. So let me make a statement here. Angels are not spooky. No, they are supernatural and have to be received spiritually. Got it? Let them bring forth supernatural demonstration and manifestation in your life. So you got to, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. So you got to be in the spirit to receive in the spirit realm. But they are ministering spirit. Now let's go back over this right quickly. I want to close. Go back to Hebrews 1:14. Hebrews 13:2, Psalm 91:11. We're going to read those scriptures. Ready? We're talking about angels, right?
Yes.
Ready? Read. Are they not all ministering spirit? Sent forth the minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. We all admit we are our salvation. We're born again, right?
Yes.
All right, go to Hebrews 13:2. This has happened to all of us. Hebrews 13:2. I think it's 13:2. It has happened to all of us. That's ready. Ready? Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. And I say to you, probably it happened to all of us.
Yep.
Psalm 91:11, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got y'all notes?
Yes, sir.
91:11. And this all the time. For he shall give his angel, come on.
Amen.
See, now that's three powerful verses, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I want you to think about some of the things the Lord said to us tonight. Supernatural manifestation will begin to happen in your life because you expect them to happen. Okay? You're going to have to be in the spirit. But angels, ever since you were born again, God assigned an angel to you. Now you know what the angels are doing now? Clapping their hand and dancing. Flapping their wings and dancing, because they can change into hand or wing. They're ready because the angels, oh Lord. I'm going to say it. Angels' ministry has been consecrated when it should have been consecrated. Because nobody knows how to yield to them. And nobody got no expectation. And we were just going to keep doing the same religious dance. But it's time to advance now. How many of y'all ready to advance? You have no reason not to advance because you're going to have visitation. The Holy Spirit is going to see to it to back this word up.
Yes.
Hebrews 1:14.
Yes,
Holy Spirit is going to back that up.
Yes,
what?
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 13:2.
Yes, sir.
He's going to back that up.
Yes.
Psalm 91:11.
Yes, sir.
He's going to back it up.
Yes,
to you, because you are here to receive it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Praise
God. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. In my clothing. Come on, Jim. Let me ask you a question. Where your angel at right now? Talk to me. I said, where's your angel right now? Some of y'all won't say nothing. What? You scared? Where's your angel right now? See, now you can better around tell me you got some sin in your life. You're scared of the angel to be there. No, I checked John. I said, John, why you ain't in that line? John said, John didn't go to the inner line. He pushed somebody out of the way. Get out of the way. I'm going to get right here. So your angel with you right now?
Yes, sir.
Why can you say that? Talk to me. God louder. Because the word says so.
Yes, sir.
Not because the apostle says so. Because it's in the book.
Yes, sir.
You can't. I'm trying to close, but you cannot go by what them other people think.
No.
Religious folk, traditional folk, denominational folk, you can't sinners.
No, sir.
You know, you said, my angel with me. Why you gonna tell them? I don't see nobody. Well, your demon with you, I don't see him. Oh, hallelujah.